Not very long ago, we did a story touting the deliciousness of the famous Vidalia onions coming out of Vidalia, Georgia. Well, now there's a bit of a hitch in our giddy-up. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. If you choose to buy Vidalia onions, you will notice that they are costing more this year. The main reason?
We don't have as much supply.
That's Chelsea Blackstone with the Vidalia Onion Committee in Vidalia, Georgia. And of course, the supply of these sweet onions is always limited because they're only grown by about 80 registered growers in parts of only 20 counties in Georgia. That's it. Total plantings are usually about 12,000 acres.
But this past season, we have cut back to about 9,300 acres. In the beginning of our transplanting season, there was a lot of rain. So a lot of them, that it was just so much mud, they were not able to get in there and get what they wanted planted.
Now that sounds familiar. Remember all of that spring flooding? But also, growers had decided to reduce acreage just a little bit for economic reasons. But the weather took acreage down more than they wanted, sending Vidalia onion prices for consumers up and helping boost prices for other sweet onions as well. So that's very good news for Walla Walla onion producers. And by the way, if you do foot the bill and buy these more costly onions, Chelsea has tips on how to store them so they won't spoil.
Some of our tips are kind of crazy. A new pantyhose. Drop an onion in there. Tie a knot.
Pantyhose and onions. Who'd have thunk it?
David Sparks, aginfo.net.